Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals Q1 FY24 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Abhay Baijal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Anuj Jain, Assistant Vice President, Finance and Company Secretary, and Mr. Ashish Srivastava, Vice President, Sales and Marketing. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statements made or discussed in the conference call today may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces. Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals does not undertake to update them. The statement in this regard is available for reference in the presentation. We will begin this call with opening remarks from Mr. Baijal. I would now like to invite Mr. Baijal to share his views. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Rishab. Good afternoon, everybody, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in this call. It is indeed a pleasure to reconnect with you on this forum once again. We are happy to share our performance over the just concluded quarter, that is quarter one, 2023-24. Since we have already shared the presentation on financial performance, I shall not spend time repeating the numbers in my opening remarks. Our urea business continues to do well. All our units have been operating at optimal capacity, and our production of urea stood at 8.89 lakh metric tons. Subsidy collections during the quarter were timely, and they have lately accelerated. The budgetary allocation for the current fiscal is adequate to cover up for the subsidy payment during the year, which is a very heartening feature this year. Due to the delayed monsoon disturbances due to Cyclone Biparjoy and the Balasore train accident, the movement of material was restricted and affected our P&K sales by about 30%, which is expected to be made up in the next quarter. At the same time, the prices of DAP and NPK phosphatic fertilizers have declined during the quarter, but of late have started moving up. Our technical ammonium nitrate project is on track. The project, as you know, was awarded to Larsen & Toubro, and the technology licensor is Casale. Our crop protection chemicals and specialty nutrients business continues to grow strongly. The business has grown by about 25% in volume YOY and 17% in value YOY. We are seeing very encouraging progress in our new products, which were primarily for sugarcane, rice, soybean, groundnut, and cotton crops. Our seed-to-harvest program continues to make very good progress. In the first quarter, Chambal Fertilisers reached out to 2.3 lakh farmers through training programs and tested 39,000 soil samples. This has encouraged very good relationships with our farmers and is creating repeat buy opportunities. With that, I will now take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one at this time. get the first question from the line of Vidit Shah from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. My first one was just some data points around the sales of the Gadepan 3 unit and the gas costs, the average gas costs that we had in the first quarter.
I request Anand to go through that.
Yeah, so Gadepan 3, our production was 3.57 lakh tons. And the average gas cost was 16.87 dollars on an NCV basis.
Okay, how much is it right now?
It's around 16.61.
Provisional.
Yeah, provisional. So generally we get monthly in provisional, and then after the completion of the month, they give us the final number.
Okay. So, and on the PNK fertilizer volume degrowth that we've seen, you expect this to be covered up in 2Q. So, would it be fair to assume that we've covered it up fully, or do you still see some volume lost because of, on the moment restrictions that we had in the previous quarter?
So, as far as the stocks are concerned, and whatever we have in hand, which we are going to sell in this year, we will largely make it up, but that also depends on further imports, which are, subject to viability calculations. I would say that more than half of what we have lost will be made up.
Okay. Got that. And we've been deliberating on further capex plans and expansion plans and use of free cash flow. Any update on that that you could share on where we are?
You see, we are very clear as of now. Efficiency initiatives in Gadepan 1 and 2, pursuing asset-light growth in the crop protection and specialty nutrients, and looking for value-added initiatives in the nitric acid or nitrate chain. These are the thrust areas for the time being. Of course, when we are looking for another big one, these are some of the things that we are already going through or getting to some closure on. And the pipeline of this actually is around 1,900 to 2,000 crores. So that is taking that capex is going to take it us to about 25-26 time frame, and then we'll take it on from there.
So, okay, so you're talking of 2,000 crores over the next 3 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
We are continuously evaluating all efficiency initiatives in Gadepan 1 and 2, which could, whatever has been frozen till now, and plus what we will do more, and anything more that we might do on the nitric acid chain or nitrate chain, that is another possibility. But we are at the moment embryonic, in the sense that we are going through some calculations or discussions, and we will keep rolling these things forward at the moment. And as I told you, the asset light structure on CPCSN is a very, very key focus area for us.
Okay, got it. And just if you could share an update from the ground of Nano Urea, are you seeing any, market share of traditional fertilizers being eaten up, or right now it still remains largely muted across all geographies?
See, my view on Nano is that, and what I get the brief from my marketing people is that it is too early still to make an accurate prediction as to what is the substitution that it will do. What I understand is that farmers do try it in the foliar application rather than the basal application, which means that its use is limited only once the crop has grown to a particular height. And there too, our own experience in various places is that it is patchy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. We do not really know what is the three or four conditions that are necessary and sufficient to make it work. So it is an evolving process. As of now, we have not seen any substitution of Nano.
Got it. Thanks, I'll get back into your file more. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Darshita from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was regarding the retrospective subsidy cut. If we saw any impact during the first quarter,
well, the subsidy that was announced by the government was not, I mean, there were one, two issues there. One was a catch-up on the January to, rather September to December quarter, which was there, which was already taken into a previous quarter. And then there was the new, which was applicable from April onwards. We haven't seen any effect of that on our profitability. Going forward, it's still too early to say anything.
All right. And as you mentioned in your opening remarks that your DAP urea prices have started, DAP prices ideally have started to go up. I mean, they were going down during the quarter and now they've started to show some signs of revival. So your view on how do we see the NBS rates going for the second half of the year? I mean, what is your view on it?
Darshita, could you repeat your question? We have not got a very clear input on what you're really asking. The first part is completely lost.
Sorry. What I was saying was that you mentioned in your opening remarks that DAP prices were going down during the quarter, but now they have started showing some signs of revival. So I wanted to understand your view on how NBS rates would pan out for the second half of the year.
That's a very tough question. That's a very tough question. See, the point is this. We are still in just closed July. These things are normally announced in the middle of the Rabi season, which is we are talking in the time frame of 31st October or around that point of time. It is extremely difficult to read the government's mind as to what their thinking is. Governments always work with precedents. They will always wait to see some data. And only when they see the data, then they start forming an opinion. Definitely, the numbers that we are seeing at the moment show a firm uptrend. This is there as far as ammonia is concerned. It is there in urea as well. So it's a general uptrend. And there are geopolitical reasons for that. But the government is waiting and watching. That's all I can say. So very difficult for me to make a comment as what the government will do on or around 15th of October or so.
Right. And just again a speculative question, like a follow-up on that, and I just want to understand your view on this. After the government announced NBS rates for the first half of FY24, now for the second quarter, we have further seen your phosphate acid prices coming down. So how do you, I mean, is there a possibility of government coming in again and taking, like announcing something like a retrospective subsidy cut sometime in the second half of the year as well, something similar to what we saw recently?
I don't think there is a retrospective cut in the offing, personally.
Okay.
Because what they have to do a catch-up on in terms of the January to March number, or rather which was basically a September to December number, which they should have done in January, but if that was their intention. Did a catch-up only in April. I don't think that kind of an issue is going to happen again. That was more or less because of a certain commitment made, etc., etc. A very long story, but I don't want to get into that, but I don't think the government are looking at that kind of retrospective catch-up.
Okay, all right. And just one last question. I wanted the outstanding subsidy split between the sale of, I mean, the subsidy for POS sale and the subsidy outstanding for the with the dealers.
I will ask Anand to answer.
So the overall subsidy outstanding for the company is around 2600 crores as on June end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to understand the split between the ones, I mean, for the POS sales, for like the inventory for which the sale has already been done, and the outstanding with the dealers. If you know, if you have the split for the same.
Darshita, my understanding is that subsidy is payable only on POS sales. So that is the final number. And beyond that, there is nothing in between. So we accrue subsidy. As an accountant, we accrue subsidy. But we actually receive the cash only when the POS sale is completed.
Okay. So the outstanding number, the 2,600 crore number, includes just the POS sale, like that
No,
entire
it includes
includes
both
the POS
types. It includes accrued and billed, but not paid.
Right. So I just wanted a split between that in case. So I okay. So you're saying you've already received the money for the POS sales.
See, most of this, see, I would just like to put it this way, that July we saw very good flow, very good inflow. And most of our borrowings have been squared off except for the long term. That's all I can say.
All right. Okay. That's really helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one. The next question is from the line of Devang Saraogi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, what would be the expansion plan in crop protection and specialty nutrients business? How big can this business be for us in next 3 to 5 years?
As I said, that as CPC, that is crop protection and specialty nutrient, is an asset-light structure. And the growth that we have seen is definitely sustainable. We are working with some experts to see what further areas to look into and what geographies, what crops, what specific molecules to look into, and work on that basis to see that we at least grow this business by another 40-50% at least. And that is on turnover as well as profits in the 2 year, 2.5 year time frame. Now, for that, various strategies and thinking is being put into place. We are extensively working with our people, our own team, as well as some experts to come back on that. So at the moment, that is a kind of a vision. And we are working on that to how to achieve that. And we think with our reach in almost 7-10 states, that is west, south, east, not south, but west, east, north, we have enough coverage in order to go in and the market depth and reach to do what we think is possible.
And thank you, sir. And one more question that are we going to look for an opportunity for merger or acquisition in this space?
You see, I have made the point about asset-light structure. Should there be a good asset available, we are not averse to that. But we have to find the right metrics of pricing as well as profitability and our fit with us. Sometimes it happens that you get one or two options, but then they are either too highly priced or there are issues in terms of the fit with us. So all of that we have to consider before we get into this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, please press star one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So thank you very much for all those who questioned us. I hope we have been able to give adequate information. Till we meet next time, adieu, au revoir. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Chambal Fertilizers and Chemicals, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.